you kill me?
Why did you kill me?
Why did you kill me? Why did you kill me?
Why did you kill me? Why did you kill me?
Oh my God, are you okay? Jack, get her some water, quickly.
That's her voice. It's her voice.
Whose voice, Jack?
God.
Help me, Jack.
God.
Hello, this is Henry Cook calling from Varley Grange. I've received your message regarding a room for two nights. We have either a double or a cheaper single, if you'd like. If you could please call and advise us, that would be great. And we can confirm your booking.
This is Jonathan, and I'm using Mummy's tape recorder. Ta-da! Recording you, Mummy!
So you are, darling. Be careful with it. John!
Mummy's going somewhere, and I don't know. I'm so scared.
Why don't you put that down and give me a hand, darling?
Oh, all right.
I told you to be careful.
Sorry, Mummy.
It's okay. Now, let's put this away, and you can bring my wellies from the porch.
Okay.
Seems okay. Let's have a look. Not damaged. No, the yellow ones, darling!
It's very odd, hearing my voice as a child. It's so lovely to hear Mum. I think I remember that day. It was bright, but very chilly. It's funny, but I don't remember feeling scared about her going. I think my psychic skills were developing even then. Dad looked after me for the week she was away, and...
Coming. Hello, this is Jonathan West. Adam, hello, how are you? It's been ages. I'm good, thanks. Very well. I'm not very busy at the moment. Yeah. So where are you? Oh, Wiltshire. Right. The painting. Sounds interesting. Well, I guess I could come and have a look at it, yeah. No, I've got nothing on for a couple of weeks, actually, but just double-check my diary and confirm. Might be able to come down tomorrow, actually. You're on your mobile, right? Gears. Yep, got it. Okay, speak to you soon. Right. Looks like I'll be going to Wiltshire. Funny. I think that's where Mum was going.
It's the 3rd of November, and I'm on my way to Varley Grange in Wiltshire. The weather is clear, and there's a frost in the air. I just want to test how well the new recorder picks up my voice in the car. Might be useful. Not many cars on the motorway, and Gladys is running well. I may need to fill her up with petrol soon. I'll keep my eye out for a station. Hang on. What's that sound? Oh, gosh, what's this? The warning light's on. Oh, no! Come on, Gladys! Oh, sugar! I'm just waiting at the roadside. Poor Gladys doesn't sound happy. The phone box was a bit of a trek, but someone should be here soon. Hang on. Is that the truck? Oh, thank goodness. So poor Gladys is being fixed. Turns out it's worse than I thought, but they have all the parts, which is a relief. This does mean that I won't be getting to Varley Grange till much later. Anyway, I'll telephone them from here if I can.
Sorry, love, did I hear you say Varley Grange?
Yes, I'm on my way there now. Oh, you know it?
Went there when I was a kid, on a school trip.
Oh, right. You didn't like it?
Horrible place.
Why? What was there?
I don't know, really. But I just remember one of my classmates took a funny turn, collapsed and was sick.
Oh, dear.
Right, almost done. You can settle up with Claire in the office in a minute. Not going to be cheap, I'm afraid. Why don't you get something a bit more modern?
I couldn't get rid of Gladys. Quite a bit of traffic there on the road. I'm here even later than I said. They've locked the gate. Oh, it's huge. I can't climb over, that's for sure. I think the house is quite a way away. It looks like a long drive. They told me there were night staff on who'd let me in. Oh, wait. I can see a call button. Hello? Hello? Is there anyone there? It's Eleanor. Eleanor West. I have a booking. Hello?
Oh, no one's answering. Oh, I really didn't envisage spending the night on the driveway. Oh, it's all your fault, Gladys.
So what are we going to do?
Oh, I think I heard someone. There's someone there.
Hello? Hello? Do you work here? Can you open the gate, please? Hello? Who is it? Oh, where's my torch? Oh, there we are. Now I can see, sort of. I'm late. I've been locked out. She's gone. Oh, this rain.
Seeing. She wouldn't tell me what happened that week. I've got a new case. I'm on my way in a minute to my old friend Adams in Wiltshire. He runs the local auction house, and he has a new acquisition, a painting he thinks I need to see. I think I'll take Mum's tapes with me. It's very comforting hearing her again. The taxi will be here in a minute. Let me see, do I have everything? Right, here we go.
Okay, recording, yes. It is the 4th of November, and it's just gone 9:30 a.m. Even after all the excitement last night, I was out like a light. I woke early, though. I had this curious sense of dread. Of what, I'm not sure. That figure last night. It was there, but hard to see what or who it was through the rain. The main house is opening soon, so I'm going to have a little explore in a minute and see what I can find. I'm looking out of the window now. It's very wet and I can barely see anything. I'm in what I think is the main hall. A lot of beautiful paintings in here and two suits of armour. Incredible. I wonder if anyone died in them. John would love this. It's a bit like Scooby-Doo. The Trust has done an excellent job on the upkeep, I must say. Which way is the... Oh, excuse me.
Hello, yes, madam, can I help you?
I'm looking for the library. Is it open yet?
It most certainly is. In fact, I'm heading there myself. Follow me.
Thank you. Gosh, you're right. It is a grand room. Very grand indeed. I wonder if this was part of the original construction or added later. The architecture looks very much like...
You are recording.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's a silly really, but I find that listening back to my own recordings is much better than a photograph.
Ah, yes, I see.
Hope you don't mind.
No, please be my guest. It's lovely to meet someone who shows so much interest. And you're quite correct. This part of the building was constructed about 200 years after the original hall. It was a gift from Lord Varley to his new wife. Sadly, she died not long after. Quite tragic, really, but then this family's had quite a checkered history. I grew up just down the road there in the village. When I was a boy, my grandmother used to tell us all sorts of stories. Probably stories she shouldn't have.
I see. Any ghost stories?
Well, there is one, but it's pretty bloodthirsty. My grandmother was very superstitious. She believed the tales were true and refused to come here. Of course, it's all nonsense, but good fun for the visitors. Every old pile should have its own ghost.
Of course. How quintessentially British. So, what can you tell me about your ghost?
It's a bit of a long tale. Almost 200 years ago, the Lord Varley at the time and his sister Amelia Varley, this was of course after his wife died, and...
Martin, could you come to the front door, please? The delivery is here.
Oh, I'm sorry, do excuse me, I can see I'm needed. Come and find me later if you're still around.
I will, thank you. So Varley has a ghost. I have a feeling it's more than one. I must find out more of the family history. This could be the key to unlocking what's going on. The 1770s. We could be close to an anniversary. And now in the dining room. This is where Jack saw the man in the gallery. There's an area up at the top. It's cordoned off. Oh, that must be where Jack's friend shot the wall. Let's go and have a look. Yes, yes, it's here all right. I can see quite a few pellets have been embedded in the wood. They're in quite deep, and I can see a few have been removed. What a mess. Lucky no more damage was done. Something odd. Is the temperature different? Yes, it is. It is much colder outside this door.
Excuse me, Mrs. West, can I ask you to step back a bit, please?
Sorry, yes, of course. I'm sorry. I was just having a look at the damage.
Bloody idiots. We get parties like them a lot, but this was the first group to actually fire a gun in the bloody hall. Someone could have been killed.
Yes, why on earth? How, I mean, did it happen?
They were drunk, probably. These types usually are. Carrying a loaded gun around, I ask you. They left early, too. One of them seemed to be taken ill. It's not surprising with all the whiskey they put away.
Oh dear. Gosh, who's that?
Sorry, what?
Through that window there was... I could have sworn I saw a woman looking in.
Not you as well.
Must be a visitor, strange. What did you mean, me as well?
Well, if you excuse me, please, if you can make your way down, these rooms are closed off for the time being. I must get Barbara to put the ropes out. Enjoy your visit.
Thank you. He's a bit of a miserable devil. What happened here? That odd woman I saw through the window, she vanished. Was it her I saw on the path last night? I'm out in the gardens. They'll be closing soon. I'm completely alone. Just got back from a nice long walk around the fields, just to blow the cobwebs away. Since I saw that figure in the window, I can't stop thinking about what I saw last night. Who is she? What does she want me to know? I think the other visitors may have gotten fed up with the rain and gone, but it has stopped raining now. It's pretty wet underfoot. I can't imagine it'd be much fun hunting this time of year. Each to their own, I suppose. This place must be wonderful in spring. All of the blossoms on the trees. And I think I can see a yew maze. I might leave that for another time. Can't risk getting lost. Oh. I can see something. I think I can see her. She's just through the trees up ahead. A figure. All in black. She's walking away from me, slowly. Hello? Hello? I think she's seen me. Hello? Please stop. My name is Eleanor. I'd like to talk to you. She's gone. Up ahead there's a large conservatory-like building. It looks like it could be an orangery. Oh my goodness, it started to hail. Shelter in there. Oh, please be open, please. Oh, it's there. It's actually almost pitch black. Oh, how am I going to find my way out? Who's there? I can hear footsteps. Hello? Hello, are you the woman who is trying to communicate with me? Spirit, please show yourself. Spirit, I ask you to show yourself. I only want to talk to you. I can help you. Oh my God! This is not the woman, this is someone else, a man. I can see him. I surround myself with white light. I call on my guardian angels and their protection. Who are you, Spirit? I can see him reflected in the glass. He's wearing a long, tattered frock coat, breeches. It's covered in dark stains. Blood.
You can't escape my dear.
Ha ha ha!